Begin the current daf, Mesechtos Me'ikot, Daf Chavav. We begin on the bottom line of Chafim and Beis, the last two words on the Amid. We continue with the related discussion of the halach of our previous Mishnah, which discusses the laws of Kriya, of tearing a garment for the death of an individual. And on that we continue related halach. Turn around and learn in the Braisa, as continue type of Chavav Med Aleph. This is brought in Mesechtos Machis, what's called Evil Rabasi, the ninth perek. The Braisa says, Ve'elu Kroin, and these are tears of the garment, Sheimas Achen, which are not allowed to totally be fixed and stitched back together. Hakadei al Aviv Alima, if someone did the Kriya for his father or mother passed away, Val Rabbi Shalim, the Torah regarding his teacher, the Torah Torah, Val Nasi, if the leader of the Jewish people, Val Av Bezin, the head of the courts, Val Shmu Sirois, for bad tidings, Val Bechaz Hashem, if someone blasphemed, cursed Chaz Hashem God, Val Sevet Torah Shanissa, regarding a Torah school that was burnt, Val Ar Yehuda, when he sees the cities of Judea, which were destroyed, Val Mikdash, regarding the temple that's destroyed, Val Yushalayim, and when he sees Yushalayim in the state of destruction. Additionally, B'Kurei Al Mikdash, he tears when he sees the base of Mikdash, U'maisev Al Yerushalayim, and then he could add on to the tear when he sees Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, explain to the Braisa. The first halacha you spoke about that you don't fix the tear was other the imai, a father, a mother, V'Rabbi Shalom the Torah, and regarding his teacher, the Torah Torah. So the Gemara, where do we know this from? The Chassid, because it says the Pasuk in Malachim Beis. It says, V'Elisha Roya, Elisha saw, and he's screaming, Avi, Avi, my father, Rechav Yisrael, Farashov, the chariot of the Jewish people and its horsemen, which was like the Pasuk says, and he didn't see Eliyahu anymore, because Eliyahu went up in Shemayim, and he tore his garments, and he tore it into two, and he tore it totally. So what does this Pasuk mean? So when he says, Avi, Avi, my father, Ze Avivim, this refers to his two parents, his father and his mother, that there's obligation to tear and not to fix, as we'll explain. When it says, Rechav Yisrael, Farashov, the chariot of the Jewish people and its horsemen, Zer Rabbi Shalom the Torah, this refers to his teacher that taught him Torah. Says, my mashma, where did you see this in this pasuk? Can the Metagim of Yisrael, Yisrael taught the Aramaic translation, is Rabbi, Rabbi, my teacher, the Tavlo in Yisrael, but Slaysay, that good for the Jewish people with his prayers, made his seek in the Farashin better than the chariot and the horsemen. So that's why it's alluded to in those words, because it's saying how much better is the prayers of my Rebbe than chariots and horsemen. Now, how do you know that it's not supposed to be ever sewed back totally ever again? Because the Chassid says in the end of the Pasuk, that he grabbed the hold of his garments and he tore it to two tears. Now, from the fact that it says that he tore it, any day, don't I know that means you're making it into two parts? Rather, it's coming to teach you that the tear has to remain torn into two forever, where you never let it stitch it back again, ever again. That was on Avi, father, mother, and Rechav Yisrael Farasha, which is his teacher, the Torah Torah. Now, the Gemara actually asks on that story, which we're quoting from the Pasuk of Malachim, which is the source for the previous halacha, Amalei Yishlak Shav Yechon. It says, but Eliyahu Chayu, what are you even talking about? What's this Kriya for? Eliyahu never died. Eliyahu lives forever. He just didn't see him ever again. So why is he even doing Kriya in the first place? Amalei said to him, but keep the citizens, it says in the Pasuk of Leira, oh, he didn't see him anymore ever again. Like, Abedi Dei, Kemez Dami. For him, for Elisha, for his student, it's like he died, and therefore he went and they taught Kriya. Gemara continues to explain the Braisa. The next case is when Nasiv Abbezdin, he said that regarding the leader of the Jewish people, the head of the courts, and Mishmus Arayis, and regarding the bad tidings, that there also you cannot fix the Kriya. Manola, what do you know? It's from the Chassid, it says the Pasuk Shmuel Beis. It says, Vayechazik David Bibgadda Vikroim. David grabbed the hold of his garments and he tore them. Vigam Kala Nashim Ashita, and all the men that was with him. Vayispadu, and they eulogized, Vayivku, and they cried, Vayitsumu at Erev, and they fasted till the evening. Ashol, Val Yonis Benoi, Val Am Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael, for all of them, Kinaful Bachav, because they fell by the sword, and they passed away. So, what do you see from this pasuk? All those different cases. Shaul, that they were crying about, and they tore their garments. Zenasi, he's the leader of the Jewish people. Yehoinus and his son, Zabbez, and he was the head of the courts. So you see that you have to tear Kriya for them too. Al Amashem, Al Beiso, and it says regarding the people of Hashem and regarding the Jewish house, Elish Musaris, that's the bad tidings. Now, and you see that they tore their garments into two, and that you can never fix it again. But first the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Bar Shavuot Rav Kana says, but the Ema Adah Habakulu, maybe you only have this halacha when all of them happen, because the Pasuk about the king and the Abbezin and Am Yisrael. How do you know each one individually has this halacha? Amalei says, no, Al. Each one says Al. Al Shal, Al Yehoinesin, Al Am Hashem. So you have Sekinyan that's separating them each on its own merit. But says Gemara, Mikradina Shmuel Sardois, do you really tear your garments for bad tidings? But Vamalei Lishmuel, they said to Shmuel Kotel Shver Malka, that King Shapur, the king of Persia, that he killed Tresa Alfi Hudai b'Mezigas Kesari. He killed 12,000 Jews in this place, Mezigas Kesari. But like, he didn't tear his garment. So says Gemara, we didn't say that you have an obligation to tear the garment when there's bad tidings, only if it's the majority of the Jewish people. Which actually was like that story with Shaul and Yohanneson, that was with the rave of the tzibur. Says Gemara, but I don't even understand the story we just brought. Is it really possible that King Shapur killed any Jews? But King Shapur said to Shmuel, he says, tastefully, I should get rewarded. I never killed a Jew ever. So how could he ever kill 12,000 Jews? Says Gemara, you're right. He never killed, but Hasam Inu Garmel Navshay, they, the Jews, actually caused it to themselves because they rebelled against the king. This that he says they never killed a Jew meant for no good reason. Because the Amar Bami says, Lukol Yisaydi, for the loud noise from all the harps that they were playing when they were rebelling, the Mezigas Kesari, Pakashur de Lutkia, that the wall of Lutkia collapsed. I mean, that's how much noise they were making when they were rebelling, and therefore they deserved it in that way. So, but he never did it on his own. And again, we see from this pasuk all these three things, that they have this halacha of tearing a garment and keep it, tearing it into two parts, and having this halacha that you have to do this type of a kriya on these leaders. Says Gemara, al birchas Hashem enolan. How do we know that the obligation of tearing a garment on someone blasphemes against Hashem? Because it says a pasuk in Melachim Beis. Pasuk says that v'yavi al yakum and chilkia. He came, Asher al-Abayis, that he was in charge of the house, Beshebna Sefer, and the scribe Shebna, Beyoich, Ben Asav, Hamaske, the recorder, they all came al Cheskio to King Cheskio, Kurui Begadim, with torn garments, and they told him the words of Rav Sheka, which was, he was blaspheming against God, so you see that they tore their garments. So turn on the Braisa, Echad HaShemea, whether the one who hears this, whether someone's hearing from someone else who heard, when someone hears someone who blasphemes against God, he has to tear his garment. But the one who are testifying don't have to tear their garment, because they tore the garment when they had originally heard it from the one who was blaspheming. Says Yimab, what does it make a difference that they did it when they heard it, but now they're hearing it again now when they're saying it? Says Gemara, "Lisa Gedach." You don't entertain to say that because the Siddur Pasuk says in the next parak after that says, "V'yikar Shemaya Amel Cheskiyo." When King Cheskiyo heard, he was v'yikar his begadav. He tore his garments, which tells us Hamelach Kardah. The king tore his garments, behem lekardah. But the witnesses themselves didn't tear their garments. Now says Gemara, "V'le misach melon." How do you know? So we said we brought the sources, but these halachas. How do we know that they're never ever fixed? Says Gemara, "Asik kriya kriya." We learn now from David, which we had taught in the previous daf, that those that we said the David was tearing for, which we didn't bring it into Gemara here, but on the previous stop we said it has to be torn into two and has to remain like that. And also from this of Elisha that we brought a source now here on this stop, that it's Bikrim Lishnaim Kurayim. So just like over there it's Kareya, here it's also Kareya, just like there you can't fix it. Also over here, there's Pasig when he did the Kriya because of the someone who was Mavarach as Hashem, that it's not supposed to be fixed. So this is Gemara, the next case of the Braisa. Sevator Shanisabinal, how do you know if a Sevator is burnt, that one has to tear their garment and never fix it? So it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says v'hik kro Yehudi shalosh dalsis va'arba, when the Jew read 3 and 4 psukim of Megillas Eicha in front of King Yoyakim. So it says v'yikroeha betar ha'sefer, that he tore it with the scribe's razor, v'hashlech le'esh asher elo'ach v'goymer, and he threw it into the fire that was by the fireplace, etc. Says Gemara, my shalosh dalsis v'arba. What does it mean that he only burnt it after 3-4 psukim? So Amalei LeYakim, they said to King Yoyakim, Kasev Yirmiyah Sevekinis. Yirmiyah wrote a book of lamentations about the churban that's going to be. Amalei said to them, Maksevi, what does it say in the sefer? So they started reading the opening psukim of Eicha. Eicha, how is it that Yashva Badad, that she sits all alone? So Amalei said to them, I'm not Malka, I'm the king. Doesn't say anything about the king yet. So Amalei, they said to him, Pasek Beis. She's going to cry at night time. So it says, I'm not Malka, I'm the king. It doesn't say anything about me. Pasuk Gimel, Gals Yehuda Me'ayni. Yehuda was exiled from suffering. It says, I'm not Malka, I'm the king. It doesn't say anything about me. Pasuk Dalet says, Darchei Tzion Avelus. The path of Zion is that of mourning. It says, I'm not Malka, I'm the king. When they came after the 3-4 psukim by Pasuk Hey, then it says, Hayutzereha L'Rosh. Her enemy, the foreigner, became the head, which means say, and not you, you're not going to be the king anymore. Amalahu. So this is after 3-4 pesukim. So he said to them, "Man amar, who said this?" So it says over there in the Megillah Eicha, "Ki Hashem haigi," because Hashem has said this, "Arei pesheha," because of all the multitude of her sins. So miyad, so right away, it's Hashem that's saying this. Kader kol haskar shabla, he tore out all the mentionings of God's name in that Megillah of Eicha. Besarfmation, he burnt it in the fire. This is what says the pasuk in Yirmiyahu over there. The pasuk after that says, "V'lo pachadu," they weren't afraid. "V'lo kodesh begdim," and they didn't even tear their garments. Which machal, the inference is the boy lemikra, that they should have torn their garments when these holy words of God's name were being burnt in the fire. That we see that one has to do kriya by a burning of a sefer Torah. Now, amalei Rav Papa Labaye, but Rav Papa said Labaye, "Eimah mishum shmusar ois." Maybe that they should have burnt their, they should have torn their clothing because of the bad tidings about the gullus that was going to be. But how do you know that it's because of the sefer Torah that it was burnt? So Amalei said to Mishmuz Rois, but he said to me, "Was there any bad tidings at that time?" Nothing actually happened then. The Chorban didn't happen. The Megillas Eicha was being written about what was going to happen. And there was no Shmuz Rois, and therefore, obviously, that they should have torn their clothing was because of the burning of the sefer Torah. A related discussion, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, says, "Haroi sefer Torah shenikra." If someone sees a sefer Torah that was torn, or some of the gears that was burned, so chayv lekarei shtei kriyos. He has to tear two tears. Echad al gvil, one was for the desecration of the parchment. Echad al ksav, one is for the writing of the letters. Shlomak, it says over there in Sefer Yirmiyahu, it says, "Acharei sreif ha-melech ha-megillah," after that the king burnt the scroll, which that's the parchment, the esad varim, and the words, which that's the written word, it's for those two things that there's a desecration. Mar brings a story related to this halacha, that Abba ber Abhuna ber Chiyah ha-yasvi. These two Talmidei Chacham were sitting, and the Girsa takes out the Yod Hei and the Dalad. Come Rebaba, Rebaba got up, Boy lafnuye, and he wanted to leave and remove himself. And shakli litotfase, so he took his tefillin, and achtei beisad, he put on his pillow. Asa bas na misa, an ostrich came along, and boy lamivli wanted to swallow his tefillin. Amay said, "Oy vey, hashta now, if the ostrich would have taken it, ichayovin lishtei kriyas, I would have had to tear two kriyas. One for the desecration of the parchment of the tefillin, one for the written word, which it's like as if it was burnt." So Amalei, so he said to him, he says, "Manalacha, where do you get this from?" But I actually had a story with me, said Rav Huna Bachiya to Rav Abba, but I saw the coming to Rav Masna. I came from the Rav Masna. He didn't have the answer to this question. So I came to Rav Yehuda. I came from Rav Yehuda. Amalei said to me, "This is what Shmuel says. Like Amar, didn't say this halacha that you would have to rice kriya two times. Ela bizroya, only if it was done by force, which you could not have saved it from. Like the story was by Yaakov." But regarding an ostrich, which you could save it, then actually it would not be an obligation of tearing one's garments. So the Gemara continues, "Ardi Yehud Menalan." The Braisa said that when one sees the Judas, the cities of Judea, destroyed, he has to do Kriya. Where do you know this from? Like it says, the pasuk near me, it says, "Vayevoyu anosh Mishchem," that the people, they came from Shchem, Mishiloy, Mishamron, from Shiloy, and from Shamron, Shemoyin Mish, 80 men, Megulach Ezakim, with their beards cut off, the Kuruya Begodim, with torn garments, Misgaidim, with cut flesh, and they had flower offering and frankincense in their hands to bring to the house of Hashem. But you see that they were the exiled from these Judea cities, and they had their garments torn, which obviously you have to tear your garments when you see Ari Yehuda destroyed. Someone sees the cities of Judea in the state of destruction. Oime says the pasuk in Yeshaya, your holy cities are a desert, and then the Kerev, then he tears his garment. Yerushalayim b'chabana oimer, when he sees Yerushalayim in its state of destruction, he says the end of the pasuk. Tzion midbar hayasa. Tzion, referring to Yerushalayim, has become a desert. Yerushalayim shemama. Yerushalayim is desolate. V'kerein, he tears his garment. Beis Hamikdash b'chabana, when he sees the Beis Hamikdash that is destroyed and its ruins, oimer, he says what it says after that. It says, Beis kachenu v'tzivatenu, our holy and glorious house, asher hilecha b'seinu, that our fathers have praised you, ha'gil ha'shevas eish, has been burned by the fire, and all our desires have become ruins, and then he tears his garment. Now the Braisa said, you tear your garment for seeing the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, and then when you see Yerushalayim, then you add to that tear. The problem is, as the Gemara Minos seems to be contradicted in the following Braisa. Braisa says, where the one who hears, whoever who sees the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that he has to tear, Kivan Shagil at Tzayfim, once he reaches the place of Tzayfim, which means also where you could look out and you could see the Beis HaMikdash from there, the Makom HaMikdash, so Kodeya, he tears his garment. And with Kodeya HaMikdash b'Evnei Atzma, he has to tear for the Mikdash, except one tear, while Yerushalayim b'Evnei Atzma, Yerushalayim its own tear. What do you mean? Our Braisa before said you could just add on when you see Yerushalayim. Here it sounds like Yerushalayim has to have its own tear. So it's more like Kash, not difficult. Ha the Pagah B'Mikdash B'Reisha. Well, if you came to the Beis HaMikdash first, which how is that possible? The Beis HaMikdash is in the middle of Yerushalayim. Let's say he came through Yerushalayim in an airplane, in a box, in a closet, where he didn't see Yerushalayim until he first saw the Beis HaMikdash. So he tears for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he adds on for Yerushalayim. But the Pagah B'Yerushalayim B'Reisha. The other Bryce is talking about where he didn't come in the box. So he obviously came to Yerushalayim first. So then he has to make one tier on Yerushalayim. And then there's a Midrash, which is more of a mourning. Then you have to make a separate tier. You can't add on to the one of Yerushalayim for the one Mikdash, but you could add on from that of Mikdash to that of Yerushalayim. Talking about the Bryce, the Kulan, regarding all these that we mentioned, the Bryce we just finished basically explaining from the beginning of the Daf. This Bryce, regarding all these things that cannot be totally stitched up. But Rishon L'Shoylan, but you're allowed to bast it, which is broad stitches, that you could do. You can't fix it in the regular way, that is if it was never torn. But shayl, you could do it. And also, ulamaylan, you could also go ahead and fold over the garment with stitching. Ulalakdan, they gather it, and make it like ladders, which is that you don't gather it one near the other, and you have a little bit distant where it was torn. You gather it in the width, and so like looks like the step ladders. Avol loy lachaysen, but not to totally mend it. Now, Amr Abchizdi qualifies this teaching. He says this, that we cannot totally mend it, all these cases that we spoke about in the beginning of the Daf, as we continue to mend it, it means a be'ichu alexandri, which is the Alexandrian mending, which, as Yerushalmi says, that's if you're not even going to recognize that it was ever torn, or as says Masechta Smachos, says if you totally mend it, totally. That's what we're saying you're not allowed to do for these garments, but you could stitch it up in a way that it could be used. Similarly, turn upon one of the shalol. If someone is tearing rice in Kriya, but it's only in where it was basted, where it was previously did this quasi-fixing, or from where it's folded, or from where it's gathered, or from where it's like these ladders, because the stitching is like leaving a gap where it's stitched, that you're not filled the obligation, because that's not really tearing a garment, it's not even the full stitching. But if it's, let's say, on a garment which was totally mended, and that's where you're tearing from, well then yes, you fill the obligation, because that's like back to a regular garment. Amar Abchizdi says, as we said before, ubi'ich alexandri. That's again, if it was totally mended, it was like whole, that's where if you tear from that, that would be a valid kriya. Talmud Malinda Braisa, Rishoi, a person is permitted that after the Shiva period, lahevcha lamata, where he could take where it's torn, which is the garment on the top, by his chest, he could put that now, be that on the bottom of the garment, and turn the bottom to be the top. Now, and then, v'lachaysa, then you could go ahead and mend it, meaning, and then you could go ahead and make a neck out of what used to be the bottom, make a neck there on the top, and then you could wear the garment. Shimon Lazar, he says, no, until the Shleishim period, at least, you're not allowed to go ahead and mend it. Now, continues the Braisa, just like the seller is not allowed to mend it, so they're the one who buys it, this garment is not allowed to be mended. Therefore, the seller has to let the lekech know that this is a garment that you can't fully mend that tear. Continue on this theme, regarding adding on what we said in Amud Aleph, and when you see the Beis HaMikdash, then you see Yerushalayim, you add on to that tier. It's a term by Munna Braisa. In general, Tchilas Kriya, the initial tearing, has to be a tefach, a hand breath. For Tesefes, if there's an addition, then that Shalash should spoil the Remeir. Remeir says that's going to be three finger breaths. So for example, let's say he's adding on to that original tier, another tier. For example, let's say another mourning happens for him. So that just has to be another three finger breath. If Yudam, he says, no, Tchilas Kriya, Shalash should spoil. The first tearing only has to be three finger breaths. For Tesefes Kosher, an additional tear on that could be even just a minute amount, which Amma Uli says, Halacha Kermeir B'Kriya, the Halacha Kermeir regarding the initial tear has to be a hand breath. The Halacha Kermeir B'Yudah B'Tesefes, but the Halacha Kermeir B'Yudah regarding when you're adding on to that, you only need a minute amount. In Tamil Halacha, similar in the Braiser B'Yisam, he says, Tchilas Kriya Tefach, the initial tear has to be a hand breath, but Tesefes Kosher, but the addition of other mornings on that tear could be even a minute amount. Tamil Halacha, the Braiser, continuing on this theme regarding adding ons. So Amma Uli, they said to him, Meis Aviv. Let's say they told him that your father passed away, but currently tore his garment. And then he was told, Meis B'nai, his son passed away. So, V'haisav, he add on to the tier. So, Tachtoin Mas'acha, so the bottom part of the tier could be mended, because that was added because of his son. Elyun Ein Mas'acha, but the upper tier cannot be, the upper part cannot be mended, because that was for tearing for his father and mother, which we said in the beginning of this daf, that those cannot be mended. Let's say the other way around. Let's say Meis B'nai V'kara, let's say his son passed away and he tore a garment. And then Meis Aviv, and then his father passed away, V'haisav, and he added on. So Elyon Masachah, so the upper part, which is for his son, could be mended. But Tachta in Masachah, the bottom one cannot be mended. Let's say Meis Aviv, Meis Imai, Meis Achiv, Meis Achay. So let's say his father and his mother and his brother and his sister passed away. So then Kudei Ked Echel Akulin. So the Tanakhama, you do one tier for them all that happened at the same time. Pidim Seiram, he says, no, Akulin Ked Echel. For all relatives, you could do one tier. But for father and mother, it has to be a separate tier. And the reason is, Vishayim Misifin Al Ked Ove Ima, you cannot add on to the tier of a father and mother. Rishon Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because that it's not appropriate to just add on to the tier you're doing for father and mother. You would have to do a separate one for everyone else, and you have to have a separate one for the parents. And Amar Shmuel, he says, Allah is like this teaching, Rabbi Maseira, that there has to be a separate tier for parents than all the other siblings. Now, says Gemara, did Shmuel really say this? But Amar Shmuel said, Allah is like the lenient interpretation by mourning. He's going more stringent, that it's not enough with one tier for the whole family, you have to do another tier for the parents. Says Gemara, yes, that's Avelus, Luchud. That is, that's one halacha, is the laws of mourning. And kri luchud, the laws of tearing is not part of the laws of mourning. That's its own halacha, as we learn that from different sukkim, and therefore, that he could go like the stringent opinion. Says Gemara, ad heichen kodea, how much does a person have to tear, meaning it's a handbreadth, but how low down does it go? So the first opinion says, ad tibur, until his navel. V'yesham, some say, ad liboy, no, it goes on until the heart, you can't go lower than that. And after Bishin Raila Dava, although there's no proof for this, Zechel Dava, there is a recollection for this edition, like it says in Pasuk in Yoel, where it says, V'kidu l'vavchem, tear your hearts, v'albegdechem, and don't tear your garments. We're trying to say that, what's the point? Not just to tear the garments, it's really an emotional thing, but it says, kiru l'vavchem, which it's like alluding to that idea that the tear is till the heart, not like the other Adam Adamu says, it's till the navel. Now, higil l'tivure. Now, if let's say the tear already reached to the navel, and then he has another person who passed away, So what you do is you distance to the side, at least 3 finger breadths from that tier, and then you tear there on the upper part of the garment. Now let's in the smali. Let's say the garment filled up with tears, milfanov, the whole thing in front in the shirt, there's no more room to tear. So you turn the garment around backwards, and now you tear again what used to be back. Now you tear in the front. Now in the smali, let's say the whole upper part of the garment filled up with tears. So then you turn it upside down. Now, but if someone just tears on the bottom or from the sides, loyalty has not fulfilled his obligation. The one exception is the high priest, where he tears on the bottom of the garment. Now, pligabar Rav Mastamar Ukva. These two manda amrim disagree, and they're both in the name of the father Shmuel and Levi. Chadama one says, kol shiva. Throughout the shiva period, if a person loses a relative, kireya, he tears another tear. But if he loses another relative after the Shiva period, then he could just add on to the original tier. Chadam, and the other one says, no, kol shleishim kirdeya, for the entire 30-day period, he has to do a separate tier. L'achash shleishim ma'isav, after the 30-day period, then it's already like something in the past, and then you could just be ma'isav, you could just add on. It's not considered like as if it's just the same original one, but that's the machlekes after 7 or after 30. So maskav abzir asks, mandam kol shiva kirdeya, the one that says that for the entire Shiva period, if another loss happens, he has to do a separate tier. Am I? Why? Because throughout the Shiva period, you cannot even bast the tier that you tore for that relative. If you're going to add on to it, it's going to look like it's one tier. But after the Shiva period, where you already did Shalila, which you already did a partial mending, so then you could tear all the mends and add on a little bit where it's recognizable that you're tearing it for someone else. But the problem is, but then this that the master said, that a woman, what she could do is even within the Shiva, she could immediately do this partial mending. So, are you going to say that by a woman that she could just add on where she'll tear that mend and add on a little bit more, which is recognizable that it's for another mourner? The problem is, but you already had said definitively that throughout the Shiva period, everyone has to make a separate, a new tier, which would sound like even for a woman. So that contradicts what would be the premise of this manda amr. Says Gemara, no, hasa mishum kavayit ishahu. There that we say that the woman could do this partial mending even during the Shiva is only for the dignity of the woman, because it's very disgraceful for a woman to have her garment torn. But it's not me'ikra adin, and therefore it's like as if it's not partially mended, and therefore you have to make a separate tier and not add on, because it would look like it's from the original one and not from a new loss. Now, the Gemara has another question. The other mandama kol shleishim kirdeya, the one who says that you have to make a separate tier for the entire 30-day period, amai. So what's the reason for him? Why does he say not during the Shiva, but even for the whole shleishim? It's because delinit in la chaisa. which is similar to the other mandam. The other mandam was saying, as long as you cannot be shayl, which even a partial mandam, you can't do it with a shiva, but then afterwards you can do shayl. This mandam says, no, for the entire 30-day period, because you can't fully mend it. So it's like still the original one, and you can't just add on. So the problem is, but let's say for his father and his mother, where the halach is, you're never allowed to fully mend it, as you said in the beginning of today's daf, are you going to say that the halach will always be, for the rest of his life, that he can never go ahead and add on to that tier, even after at a later point in time? No, there, the reason why you cannot fully mend it is not from ikra din. It's only because of the dignity of one's parent to never really fix that tier. So essentially, it is like it's fully mended, because halachically you're allowed to. So therefore, after 30 days, you would be allowed to go ahead and, even by a father and mother, as we said according to that mandamer, add on to that, because it wouldn't be like extending a previous thing. It's like it's fully mended, and it would be like its own tier. If someone goes out with a previously torn garment, lefnei ames, in front of the dead person, so I raise a geizli, stealing from everyone, from mesa mason, from the dead, besachayim, from the living, because he's fooling everyone to show us if he tore this for the one his relative passed away, but really was already previously torn. It says, if someone says to his friend, do me a favor, lend me your jacket, because I want to go visit my father, I need something to get dressed in to go visit my father who's sick. When he comes there, he finds that his father died. So he tears that garment, as one has to do, and he fully mends it. When he comes back home, he gives that shirt, that jacket back to that person, but initially to make karai, and he gives him the money for that garment that he tore, for the devaluing of the garment. Now, but if lo hidiu, but if he didn't tell him that the reason why he's borrowing it is that he wants to visit his sick father, then how is it legal? By then, the person has no understanding of that, and therefore you have no right to go ahead and touch that person's garment. If he knows that it's for the sick father, he realized that might happen, then you're allowed to. But if not, one cannot touch. A sick person, a related teaching, shemes le mes, that if a close relative of his passed away, you don't let him know that that relative passed away, because it might cause him to become mentally affected, and he's in a very precarious situation, so we don't want him to know. Moreover, you don't tear your garments being in front of him, so that he shouldn't say, what's going on, why is everyone walking around torn garments? He's obviously going to know about this relative that passed away. And Meshaskin is Anashim upon that we silence the women who were chattering and discussing this, we silence them from in front of him. And a related halach is Makar and Lakatan. We tear the garments of a child, not because they have a chiv of a veil, because they don't, because that it should cause a sorrow to everyone else who sees that even the child over here has these torn garments. Moreover, Vakarin al Chamav al Chamais, a person will tear his garments for his father or mother in law that passed away, and that's when they covered Isha, because it's a sign of honor for his wife that he's mourning for her parents. Bamada Papa, he says, Tan be'ebo rabasi, we learned in Masechta Smachis that Avil, a mourner, lo yinich tinik b'techeker, should not hold a child in his lap during the Shiva. Neshemevil deischai, because it brings them to laughter. But then it's a miskan albiyas, it's going to be like disgraceful to the people that here you're in the Shiva house, you're mourning for the relative, and you're laughing away with this kid, and therefore it's not appropriate to have the child on the lap. In the Mishnah, we said that the im mavrin, that you don't give this meal, the others don't give this meal to the mourners, ella only if it's on mitzvah kufis, only if it's on upright beds. So although the mourners have their beds turned upside down, but the ones who are consoling and giving the meal should sit on upright beds. Now, however, turn about when the brisa, if a hoylich lebeis avlo, if someone's going to the mourner's house, if he was very, very friendly with the mourner, then Yavru, then he should give that meal to eat to the one that is bringing it, al mitzvah kufuris, he should sit on the upside down bed. But if not very friendly, Yavru al mitzvah kufuris, then he should give that meal when he's sitting in the upright bed. Now the Gemara brings a story related that Rava, Isra ben Milsa, Rava had a loss in the family, and he's sitting Shiva. Alaga be Abba Bamarta, so Abba Marta came to visit him, Dahu Abba Bamanyumi, that he was also known as Abba Bamanyumi. And Rava Zakif, Rava put the bed right side up, that he should come and sit on. But Abba Bamar took off, Abba Bamar turned it upside down. So Amar Rava said, Kama les beidait al haitzum rabbanan. There's no knowledge and understanding and wisdom in this young Talmudic scholar, because, as Rabbi Nachman says, we're not so friendly. So why are you turning it upside down as if like you're in a, that's only halacha of liba gaspa, but not, you should be on the upside, regular, right side up bed. Talmud in the Braisam, a mourner that's ha'hoylech mimakam l'makam, that's going from place to place, as a continuing type of chavzayin and aleph, im yoch l'mayit be'iska, if he could diminish the amount of a business of work that he's doing, he should diminish it. But if he cannot, then he should be engaged with them. In other words, he shouldn't be doing the commerce, the business on his own. Rather, it should be together with the chabur, with the group of people, because he's supposed to be diminishing the amount of work that he does. But if he can't, then let it be done together with the group and not on his own.